Turn to Ephesians chapter 1, please. Ephesians is the wealth, walk, and warfare of the believer. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1:30, "You are in Christ Jesus by God's act." God is not a sequential being. When Moses asked God, "Who are you? Who shall I tell the Israelites sent me?" The only thing God could say is, "I am that I am." Now, you and I are creatures of time and space. You and I have a past and a present and a future, but not so God. God is an eternal present. I am. And the idea of you being in Christ is an eternal idea. I have been, as I'm sure you have, fascinated by the level of anxiety in our culture the last 35 or 36 days. Mr. Bush and Mr. Hussein did not check with me about when to start this thing and its impact on our conference this weekend. Probably didn't check with anybody here. The Lord knew about it. But our whole society today, the whole country, is just really wound up tight. Every 30 minutes, tuning into CNN to see whether there's some glimmer of hope for peace, there's anxiety. Who was it we watched on TV last night? Who's that comedian from... Mark Russell, yeah, thank you. Wayne and Dan and Buzzy and I just spent a week up at Breckenridge skiing. And he told us on television last night that the reason that the ground campaign hasn't started is that CNN isn't ready yet. But one of the reasons there's so much anxiety is because there's so much fear and uncertainty. No stability. And I'd like us to look at Ephesians chapter 1, the first 14 verses. Verses 1 and 2, you and I have an infinite union with the Trinity. I'm going to be quoting from the NEB, New English Bible. Came out in about 1960. Never really caught on with the evangelical community. But it's a superb translation. And so I'll be reading NEB. You may have New American Standard, NIV, whatever. That's great. Verses 1 and 2, infinite union with the Trinity. Verse 3, infinite net worth. This would be a good introduction, Rick, to your seminar on finances tomorrow. Verses 4 to 6, infinite holiness in Christ. 7 and 8, infinite freedom. Verses 9 and 10, infinite purpose. Verses 11 through 14, infinite glory. Verses 1 and 2, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, commissioned by the will of God to God's people at Ephesus, believers incorporated in Christ Jesus, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. To incorporate means to join, to bring together, to combine with something already formed. To include or to embody. Grace necessitates an object, and you and I are that object. And from eternity past, God decided that you should be one with Jesus Christ. So you can watch CNN all you want and keep your pulse rate normal. Be anxious for nothing. Well, almost nothing. Husband and wife become one flesh, and believer and Christ become one person. You are in corporate. You're blended. You're joined to. You are one body with Jesus Christ. Infinite, eternal, unchanging union with the Trinity. Verse 3, you have infinite net worth. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. Our problem is not our net worth. Our problem is our awareness. You can't write a check spiritually that God can't cover. Now, that doesn't mean we should be presumptuous. But it's the basis of our faith. Pray without ceasing. A lot of us struggle with faith. Our attitude is, well, if I only had more faith. No, it's the object of our faith. You have now, past tense, and you have had from before time, and you will have when time no longer exists, every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. I don't know if anyone's ever asked you, have you gotten a second blessing? The answer is yes, about 2 seconds after the first blessing. You and I are infinitely wealthy. Every spiritual blessing. Did you come to this retreat here at the Glen struggling in your own heart with an if only, dot, dot, dot? You can fill it in tonight. You have it. Is there something in your life that really would meet a need? It's yours. In Jesus Christ. Every spiritual blessing. What do you want? Joy, peace, contentment, encouragement, hope, security, confidence, effectiveness. Every spiritual blessing is yours. Verses 4 to 6, infinite holiness. In Christ, He chose us before the world was founded to be dedicated to be without blemish in His sight, full of love, and He destined us, such was His will and pleasure, to be accepted as His sons through Jesus Christ, that the glory of His gracious gift, so graciously bestowed on us and His beloved, might redound to His praise. Dedicated to be without blemish. Now we struggle with blemishes. I mean, how much time do we spend scrubbing and creaming? You know, cosmetics comes from the Greek word cosmos, which means to bring order out of chaos. And every morning we go to the bathroom to bring order out of chaos. Some of you are like me. You need industrial strength oil of Olay. Yeah, we're with blemishes. But not the real inner person. You're perfect. You're becoming perfect. You will be perfect. But we move toward perfection from a cornerstone of perfection. Infinite holiness. Now that doesn't mean we're not tempted. Doesn't mean we don't sin. I sin. I still have the old nature. I still anger and covet and lust and all the rest. That won't be taken care of until I have my first and last acute MI. But God's plan and God's intention and the way He looks at you and me is without blemish. Without blemish. So rejoice. Be encouraged. There is hope. There really is. Then verses 9 and 10, we have infinite purpose. Therein lies the richness of God's... No, I skipped one, pardon me. Verses 7 and 8, infinite freedom. Can't miss that. In Christ, our release is secured. Our sins are forgiven through the shedding of His blood. Therein lies the richness of God's free grace, lavished on us, imparting full wisdom and insight. Infinite freedom. Our release is secured. Have you ever been arrested? It can be a terribly frustrating thing. Last month, one of the people who came to the conference here, the president's conference, is a friend of ours from the Midwest. And Buzzy and I came out and we had dinner together and had a lovely evening and came out during the weekend and had time with other people and saw this couple and said hi. And then the president's conference ended. Dr. Howie Hendricks did a magnificent job speaking. And we went to church. Fortunately, we went to early service Sunday morning. Came home, we're fixing dinner, and the phone rang. And this dear friend, very fine Christian man, was at the airport because he'd gone on a hunting trip several months before and had left a loaded gun in his carry-on bag. And he'd come through the baggage check on his way. Didn't even know it was there. Totally forgotten about it. But on the way back, because of the intensified security that was going on, courtesy of Mr. Hussein, the Colorado Springs police were checking that little thing going in, and the young lady said, "That looks like a gun." He said, "There's no gun in there." And she said, "Looks like a gun." He said, "Well, open it up." And she did, and pulled out the gun. And that can be very frustrating. They were about to handcuff him, and he was about to spend the night, the courtesy of the taxpayers. And his dear wife, you know. And fortunately, our son Ken walked in the door. Ken is an attorney here in the city. And came over for dinner. And the phone rang. And I said, "Stay put." And Ken went out and signed for him, and he was able to catch a later flight. In Christ, our release is secured. You and I have been handcuffed by Satan. We've been arrested by the wicked one. We face an eternal imprisonment. And Jesus Christ comes and signs for us. And our release is secured. And because you are in Christ tonight, you are free. Free. Eternal. Infinite. Freedom. Not licentiousness. Not an antinomian, do what you please attitude. But free. Free to serve. Free to love, free to care, free to give, but free. We were blind slaves, and we're free. Infinite purpose, verses 9 and 10. He has made known to us his hidden purpose. Such was his will and pleasure determined beforehand in Christ, to be put into effect when the time was ripe. Namely, that the universe, all in heaven and on earth, might be brought into a unity in Christ. I have, as you have recently, listened to Mr. Bush articulate his vision of bringing in a new world order. And I think, George, don't say that. Now, he's a fine man. I'm sure he means well. But God has a purpose. And that's the purpose that's going to be accomplished. And because you are in Christ, you are part of God's eternal purpose to bring the universe, not just the world, when the time is ripe, the whole universe will be brought to a unity, oneness, no dissension, no political conniving and scheming and maneuvering. Unity in Jesus Christ. Because you're in Him, you're a part of that purpose. God is still on plan A. No telling where you and I, we're probably on plan Q by now. But in Jesus Christ, you're part of God's purpose. Infinite purpose. World order, so-called, is a human tinker toy. And God is going to disassemble the tinker toys. One of the joys of being a grandfather is that you take apart tinker toys. We have a big can of tinker toys. And the kids come over and they create airplanes and tractors and all kinds of structures. And it's wonderful. And then mom and dad pack them up and take them home. And Grandpa disassembles tinker toys. Any grandpas here? Few, yeah, half a dozen. That's Mac. Well, your kid's old enough to do the tinker toy thing yet? You bet. Grandpa's disassemble tinker toys. That's the old GDT principle. God is going to disassemble human tinker toys. He's got one of his own that'll never be taken apart. His eternal purpose. And you're inside. Finally, infinite glory, verses 11 to 14. In Christ, indeed, we have been given our share in the heritage as was decreed in his design, whose purpose is everywhere at work. For it was his will that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, should cause His glory to be praised. And you too, when you heard the message of the truth, the good news of your salvation, and believed it, became incorporated in Christ and received the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. And that Spirit is the pledge that we shall enter upon our heritage when God has redeemed what is His own to His praise and glory. God is totally committed to His own glory. If you want to know what God's up to, it's His glory. People say, what is God doing in the world today? It's glorifying Himself. That's what He's doing. It's not something He's going to start after the rapture. No, He's been doing it all along. The heavens declare the glory of God. When He decided to create time and space, it was simply the overflow of His glory. Was excess glory. And He's doing it today, and He'll do it forever. And you and I have a part, because we are in Christ. What are we going to be doing forever? You know, crossword puzzles? Not necessarily. Elaine thinks so, huh? We're going to be enjoying His glory, reflecting His glory, singing about His glory. I just had tears in my eyes today. We came back. Wayne and Dana took their kids to Denver to fly back to Tucson. And Buzzy and I came home through Fair Play and Hartzell and so on. And just played, one of those hymns, The Majesty and the Glory, and listening to some of these old hymns. Christ the Lord is risen today. You know, singing the Easter hymns. And I just had tears in my eyes. I'm going to enjoy that music forever. I might even be able to sing over there. Infinite glory. What do you and I have in Christ tonight? We have an infinite, unchanging, eternal union. We have infinite net worth. You say, well, I'm only one member. Well, what is a full share of infinity? You got a full share of infinity. Holiness. I know we're struggling with sin. In fact, maybe before you go to bed tonight, the thing to do is talk to your spouse and ask for forgiveness. Get things right before the weekend gets underway. Just say, sweetheart, I was angry. I was impatient. I was rude. Maybe need to call the kids. Unless they're on the Eastern time zone. Call them tomorrow morning. Or make a note. By the way, speaking of notes, the fourth page, did you all get one of these little books? The fourth page in from the back says, my practical application. Is that right? It says, what God wants me to do. Well, that's one of them. Confess sin, make things right with the kids, whoever. How am I going to do it? Write that down. When will I start? Let me add a fourth word here. Who will hold me accountable? What, how, when, and who? So please add that. And put down your wife or your husband or some close friend that you can share this with, who will check up on you in a week or a month. Infinite holiness. And if you need to make it right, at least make a note. Make a covenant with God tonight. When I get home, I'll take care of that. If you can't do it by phone now or in person. Sin will destroy this weekend. Unconfessed sin will ruin it, will blind you. It's emotional scar tissue. Infinite freedom. He signed for you. You're not handcuffed. You're not imprisoned. You're free. Free to serve. Infinite purpose. You're part of what God is doing. We can only conjecture what's going to happen in the Middle East. We can be absolutely certain that in Christ, we're part of what's on His heart. He knows where He's going. And infinite glory, joy, exuberance, enthusiasm. In Christ, the wealth of the believer. And the rest of the book is his walk and his warfare. So when you watch CNN, read Ephesians 1. Then when you turn it off, read Ephesians 1 again. It'll keep your pulse rate down. Your anxiety level low. It'll give you stability. We're going to talk about a lot of things this weekend. Bill Marsh and Dave Simon and the guys planned an excellent conference, in my view. Tomorrow morning, some excellent workshops. Then the other session where you end, where you finish, depends on where you start. We're going to look at the life of Abraham and the life of Lot. We're going to talk about ministry tomorrow night, investing your life. Sandy's going to talk to us about the value of the individual from Psalm 128. It's going to be great. Then we're going to talk about some booby traps and things that will distract us, some landmines. So it's going to be personal, practical. But we start with Ephesians 1. This is who we are and what we have in the Lord Jesus. So let's pray and turn it back over to Bill. If you need a room or something else, I'm sure he'll take care of you. Let's pray together, shall we? Father, thank you that over and over and over again in Ephesians 1, the Apostle Paul says, in Christ, infinite union. Infinite value. Infinite holiness. Infinite freedom. Infinite purpose. Infinite glory. And Lord, some of us have come to this retreat and we really feel 1A. And we're on top and we're up and we're encouraged and we're very grateful. And we give you the glory. And some of us have come to this retreat and we feel like 4F. As far as the practice is concerned, we're fried. As far as our marriage is concerned, we're frayed. As far as the kids are concerned, we're frazzled. As far as the ministry is concerned, we feel like we fizzled. and we see who we are and what we have in Jesus Christ. And our hearts leap with joy and praise and hope. And Lord, we want to pray tonight for family and friends who have been impacted directly by Desert Storm. Some of them are over there in harm's way. Some of them have been pulled back into service here in the country, pulled out of their practices, families divided, confusion, financial distress. And we pray that you lead each one of them by your Spirit to Ephesians chapter 1. And fill their hearts with hope and joy and confidence in Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, use them, because so many of our countrymen are filled with anxiety and anger and pain and confusion. Politicians grasping at straws. An avalanche of vain promises. And give us the grace to model the only answer, the only hope, the only way out, Jesus Christ. Thanks for one another. Lead us this weekend to be honest with you, with our own wife or husband if we're married, with each other. Give us the grace to affirm one another in Christ, to hold one another accountable in Christ. For your glory, with thanksgiving we pray in Christ. Amen.